This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here to help you with your car every single Saturday at 11 o'clock. So no matter what's going on with your car, hopefully you have one. Maybe you're listening in the car. Maybe you're just doing some chores around the house and hanging around, and you've got us on in the background. But I encourage you to tune in and listen. There's always a lot we're talking about, and other people call in. They have questions about their car, and oftentimes you'll find that relates to you. We're not so much telling you how to fix your car. I want to help you understand your car, why it does what it does at times, and give you the confidence when you go into the auto repair shop to talk to that service advisor on the other side of the counter, or sometimes you don't trust them, or sometimes I'm a woman, or I'm a guy that this, or whatever it is, or student. But that's what I want to do. I want to help you have confidence and understand and let you know it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to say no, or tell me why. Help me explain that. Show me. Don't tell me. Show me. I want to see. So I can help walk you through any of that, how to talk to the shop or whatever, or answer the question on your car. And if you need some help and you're in the garage and you're not sure which screw to turn or which way to turn a bolt, well, I can help you with that too. I'm an ASE master technician and been doing this a lot of years. So 602-277-5827. That's how you call. And I love it when you call. The show is driven by the calls. I'm going to talk about a few minutes here, kind of some topics I hope are relevant to you and get you some information. And we'll take your call right now if you want to, or we'll get you in the queue. So easy. That's what makes the show go. And it's whatever you want to talk about. The show's for you, the listeners, not for me. It's for you to get the information that you need and help. So again, 602-277-5827. So we'll talk about some car stuff here, Carrie, for a minute. And we talked fuel prices. I just noticed they're creeping, you know, and everybody, you hear the news, fuel prices are down, but I'm like, whoa, dude, Arizona 15 cents more than it was last year. Like, what the heck is going on? Summer fuel, winter fuel, but I did a little bit of research. Winter fuel, it shut down because the additives are not in the fuel, but there is a refinery fire, right, Carrie, or something over in California or somewhere.
I think it comes down to we are the Saudis. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a refinery fire in Northern California.
And so it affects our supply chain.
Correct.
You know, some like Tucson, they get their gas from Texas.
El Paso. They're 15 or 20 cents cheaper than we are. So drive to Tucson. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Go spend a dollar to save a dime, right? Exactly. Wait a minute. We don't want to do that. But on that note, we're going to be driving a lot for Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner. Hope your car is taken care of. You know, check your tires, make sure everything's safe before you go. And remember, you can always rent a car. Getting questions about people coming into the shop. It's been a common question. My fuel mileage isn't as good as, or it was. And we need to talk about fuel mileage and emotions. They're two separate things. Emotionally, people, you know, we have the driver information center. It shows what your mileage is. Okay. It may not be accurate, but it's consistent at least. Like, I don't know what my mileage in my Toyota truck is. It shows 11.9 on the thing, but it's always right there. Whether I'm getting 11.9, I don't know. So when these customers, I had a gentleman come in the other day, Toyota Camry, late model, new car, essentially 50,000 miles.
Sure.
And he was at another shop. He complained about fuel mileage. He said, they said I need fuel injection cleaning service. Whoa, pump the brakes for a minute. What's your fuel mileage? Well, you know, when I drive from Phoenix to Scottsdale, so that could be from the West Valley to the East Valley for that matter. I mean, I can go from Phoenix to Scottsdale in one block.
Right.
By the way. But he says, well, my fuel gauge drops a lot. That is not fuel mileage. That's what I call the emotion. You think you're getting bad gas mileage. So I don't want you to spend a dime on your car trying to make it get better gas mileage unless it's actually running bad and has a problem, or you have calculated the fuel mileage.
And car guy, how do we do that?
Well, and it's not I fill up on Tuesday and then I usually don't have to put it in until Friday morning.
Exactly.
That's not how it works. We need to put the nozzle on the tank and turn it on full blast and let that baby rip until it shuts off. We do not top off. That will cause other problems we can talk about later. Fill the tank, let it shut off naturally, and then go drive it. The longer you can drive it, the better. You don't have to say, I'm going to go to the gas station 100 miles. Just drive it. Three quarters of a tank, half a tank, whatever. Get some mileage on it. Go back to the gas station, put the nozzle in, and fill it up, and let it shut off naturally again. Then it's some mathematics. You calculate the fuel mileage. Do that twice. And then after you've done that, you've got some consistency. You could
You've got a baseline. Yeah,
yeah, you've got your baseline. Yeah. You could reset your driver information center and see how close it is. Right. Now, we might take a customer's car, come in, and we've worked on it. And part of the driving process, we flog it. You hear me tell you all the time, you've got to get on the freeway. You need some wide open throttle. These cars need to breathe. Right. Well, we get in there, and guess what happens? That person who really likes that fuel mileage, and it's, you know, that's how my daughter sees it. She's like, look, Dad, Papa, I got 51 miles to the gallon. You know, that's her number, right? But I get in that car, and I go run the dog heck out of it, and now all of a sudden that drops to 41. So same thing with a customer sometimes. They'll go, what did you do to my mileage? Well, we drove it a lot harder than you did. My truck, I'm a wimp. I like a cold car. In the summertime, I'll let it run outside for 10 minutes. Maybe not the best thing to do, but guess what happens to my fuel mileage? It drops. The moral of the story here is don't run out and spend money to fix a fuel mileage problem until you know exactly what your fuel mileage is, and then you can go compare that. It's easy. Google how much fuel mileage or what's the government standard and see where you are. Now, that Toyota at 55 or 60,000 miles very well may have been justified to have a fuel injection cleaning service or something of that magnitude. But until we have facts, and that's a maintenance item too, I think I told you, Carrie, before the show.
Right.
Bad, you know, using the fuel injection cleaner without a symptom, that's the mouthwash.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
We do that as maintenance.
Exactly.
We're not going to do it necessarily to repair a problem. Right. So there's that. Save your money. Calculate the fuel. Now, real quick, I'm doing 30 seconds because we want to get these phone calls after this quick break. And by the way, that's Caesar, Barbara, and Donna. On your fuel mileage, a little bit of coasting. Anticipate that stop. Light acceleration. Pretend there's an egg shell between the gas pedal and the brake pedal in your foot.
Drive like you have no brakes.
Drive like you have no brakes. Anticipate. So, again, Caesar, Barbara, Donna, we're going to get to you right after this break. We're listening to Bumper Radio. Be right back.
Cool cars. Cool people. Good times. Cruise on out for the Good Guys 28th Speedway Motors Southwest Nationals. All this weekend at Westworld of Scottsdale. Over 3,000 of the country's coolest classics. Good Guys Autocross Racing Action and Earthshaking Nitro Thunderfest. Arizona's biggest swap meet at Huge Vendor Midway. Free family fun zone, live music, and more. All this weekend at Westworld of Scottsdale. Details at good-guys.com.
My daughter-in-law, who is a teacher, raved about a shop that not only took care of her car, but supported Chandler's teachers and students. Hi, I'm Carol, and that's how I found Desert Car Care of Chandler. Tom and Brad are amazing. Trust is hard to find, but you'll find it here. Visit Desert Car Care, just south of Chandler on Dobson. Check them out at desertcarcare.com.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, our mission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at Dana Bros.
.com Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we're going to get to some phone calls, but just because we've got three in queue, I'm looking at a screen here. It says we've got 12 lines. I don't know if that's true, but let's light these things up. 602-277-5827 is 602-277-KTAR. We're going to get right to Caesar here. Caesar's in Tolleson driving I don't have my glasses. Again, 1999 Saturn, SL1. Caesar, what's up with that Saturn? We don't see many of those anymore.
Yeah, it's a great little car. I bought it because of the stick shift, and I bought it to teach the kids how to drive a stick.
Great.
And I've kept it because it runs so... I have, in my instrument cluster, I have a service wrench light that came on, mm-hmm. and when I turn over the ignition switch to get it started, I notice that the service engine soon light doesn't come on. So I believe that this service wrench light came on telling me that I have a service engine soon light that isn't coming on because it's got a busted light bulb.
No, I don't believe so. You said when you turn the key on, does the check engine light or the service engine soon light illuminate for like 2 or 3 seconds and then shut off?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so that service engine soon light does not come on at all. I'd have to go back to, you know, that's the Wayback Machine, 1999 for the Saturn. Haven't worked on one in a while, but my recollection and my belief, and if you have the owner's manual, that would be great. The wrench light, I think, is your maintenance reminder basically saying you need an oil change. And that's probably a simple reset that you might find in the owner's manual or even Googling. It's, you know, sometimes it's turn the key on. You pump, if it's a GM product, sometimes you turn the key on and pump the gas 5 times within a certain amount of seconds, and that will reset that light. The fact that you don't have a functioning check engine light, and this goes for every car, not just Caesar's car, but everybody who's got a car with a check engine light. Every time you turn the key on, the computer system has to go through a bulb check on the car. So it goes out and it checks all the bulbs and anything related to the check engine light. That light has to come on. Well, it doesn't have to come on. It's a test. It needs to come on. However, for emissions control, Caesar, you will not pass emissions if that light doesn't work. So,
understood.
Yeah, so the repair for that. So again, the wrench light is not saying, hey, you got a bulb burned out. I'm confident of that. So the next question is, I don't know if that's a printed circuit board. I don't know. Did that light work before, or did you buy the car with it not working, like somebody tried to pull the fast one and unplug it?
It worked before, okay. And the other day I had a misfire. One of the cylinders, ignition coil or whatever it was a problem, mm-hmm. and it threw a code, but the light didn't come on because there's something wrong with the light.
Yeah.
And what it did do is it turned off the service wrench light. That's why I was linking them together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
And it does not have a reset for a service interval. I've been driving it for 13,000 miles, and it just came on when the service engine light went. That's why I'm connecting the two.
Okay, well, I don't have the answer. I wish I did. I like to have them all, but once in a while I don't. I don't. I'm joking. I was just going to type in Google, what does the wrench light mean on my 1999 Saturn? That, if you don't have an owner's manual, absent that, that's your best idea. The other thing that you can do, if you can get a wiring diagram for that car, you can look at the circuit board of the dash and determine if it's a light bulb or not. That instrument cluster comes out. You can probably just change the light bulb if that's something that you want to do yourself. So good luck with that. I hope you come up with a good solution. Donna and Gilbert.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Microphone, Bryce, I've got no headset here. Hi, Donna, are you there?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Donna. There we go. Okay. We had a little technical issue there, yeah. Donna, but got some music. That scared the heck out of me. I need to check my drawers.
Did me too, yeah.
Chrysler Caravan or Donna, what's going on? We held you up long enough there. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I had engine light on. And so I drove it with the engine light on, and then the battery ended up dying. So I went ahead and got replaced it with a new battery. Engine light did not come on except until the next day when I started up back on with the new battery now in there. And had it diagnosed, and they're saying it's the emissions control module, which is a pricey item, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I hear about this voluntary vehicle repair program.
Yes.
And is that the real deal? And like they, I mean, it sounds like they'll pay for a lot of the repairs on that.
Yes.
If I fail emissions now with this.
Yes. So what the voluntary, and we're going to have the people from ADEQ on. We're working on some programs with them right now as we speak. But there is a program. There's no financial requirements to participate in it. And if you have a car, in your case, Donna, that has failed emissions, you have to go to a state-approved shop, and they will pay up to $1,000 to repair your car. There's a process that you have to go through. You are obligated for some of that, the diagnosis, and then whatever exceeds the $1,000 mark. But you do have to go to a facility that's authorized and is part of the program. And I think you can probably find that at the ADEQ site. And we are currently working to get every single bumper-to-bumper radio shop certified to be on that program as well. Great program. We'll have a lot to talk about that for coming up in the next months when their budget's out and we have some more information
cool,
for you.
Yeah.
Well, that was the other thing I was wondering. There is one little disclaimer that I read on this site about, you know, pending funding. So, I mean, is the money there to, you know,
participate? Yeah, I think it is. I mean, my first blush without reading that is they've always got to put in the disclaimers, just to the little CYA there. But I do know for a fact they've got the money. They want to spend it. They're going to be marketing about it. Yeah. And it is a great program. Just need to get to the shop, go to their list, find a shop, let them know what's going on. It's going to need to be diagnosed. They're not going to take the word of somebody else. And then they'll go through, they'll figure it out, make an estimate. And then the best part is it's got to be guaranteed to fix, or they're not getting their money either.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, so Donna, that's a great program. Thanks for bringing that up, and I hope you can get through that. And lots of open lines still, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. We've got Johnny up. Johnny's got a Mercedes-Benz ML350. Is this Johnny? Did you call a couple weeks ago, Johnny? Yeah?
Hey there, I've got a question. What's your recommendation for wheel bearing front end repair, if that's getting repaired and done, is it recommended that I get a wheel alignment as well?
Not necessarily. It does depend on the vehicle. So there's all kinds of different wheel bearings. I'll talk specifically about your car and just kind of generally speaking for everybody else who has a car. When we think of a wheel bearing, or when I think of one, or anybody that's maybe been a mechanic or done a brake job, we have our old school tapered wheel bearing. The rotor or the hub slides off the spindle, and we can pack it with grease and tighten it all back up, and that's great. And then you get maybe into your front wheel drive cars, or even a modern rear wheel drive car. Now, instead of having those tapered bearings, we're going to have a sealed bearing. So sometimes that sealed bearing goes into what we call the knuckle or the spindle. If you have to take that off of the car to mount it into a press device or something like that to press the bearings in and out, that's typically where the adjustments are made on the alignment. So if you disrupt the alignment by disassembling the front end, well, then yes, you should do an alignment afterwards. A lot of times, though, the spindle, there's no adjustment. They're just fixed position. So if we take them off and bolt them back on, no harm, no foul. And then there's cases where we can just replace the whole spindle assembly. So there's multiple ways to do it, but depending on that process, you may or may not need to do an alignment. That would be the conversation to have with the technician or the service department. And then a lot of times, and I'll just say this too, Johnny, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, people say, should I do both? Or sometimes one bearing is so loud, you fix that one, then all of a sudden you hear the other one. You could do both of them, especially in a car if you're going to keep it a long time and it's already got higher mileage. The other one is just as old probably as the one that's worn out. I like to say it doesn't owe you anything. But like a light bulb, they never burn out. I don't know why. So, Johnny, does that help you, I hope?
Yes, sir. So here's the other part of the question.
Okay.
Do you think the hubs and the wheel bearing, could they actually not replace the hubs if the hub parts are good?
Yes. So you can sometimes buy an assembly, and sometimes for the same car, depending on the manufacturer and who you're using for the aftermarket part potentially, you could buy a whole bearing and wheel hub assembly that's the bearings already pressed together on the mounting assembly or that bolts into the spindle, and then the hub portion is typically what we talk about where you bolt the wheel up. So that's a complete assembly. Now, on some cars, You have to buy all those pieces separate. We have to press it apart, put it in the press, take it apart. And then once we have that kind of assembly out, now we need to take it further apart and remove the spindle portion. Sometimes that spindle portion gets damaged, or the labor time involved to remove and separate it all to salvage that one part to press new bearings onto it, the labor cost sometimes is more than the cost of the part. So you're not going to spend, you're not going to spend the money to save a part that the labor costs more to do it. So hopefully that helps you there.
Got it? Yeah, thank you.
All righty.
What's the recommended shop in Scottsdale?
Well, you can go to the website. Where in Scottsdale are you?
Over here off of Tatum and Bell.
Tatum and Bell. Well, you don't need to go to Scottsdale. I'd head right down to 32nd Street in Shea at Shadow Mountain Auto Care, just south by the McDonald's. You've got Blackwell Automotive over at 40th Street and Greenway area. Even if you go, if you travel, I don't know where you work, maybe you go up in the air park, there's Husband's Auto Repair. So check out bumpertobumperradio.com. And if you can't find somebody near you or where you want to travel to, maybe just go there to their contact page, shoot us a message, and we can get you taken care of there. So thanks for the call, Johnny. And we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, I want to welcome officially a new member to the Bumper to Bumper Radio family. And that's Automatic Transmission Exchange over here, 44th Street in Washington. 30 years ago when I started out, we bought transmissions from Automatic Transmission Exchange. That was just the place you went. They've been there a long, long time. Big property there. And the son, Trey Briggs, is taking over. Dad's passing it on. But not only is son taking over the business, son's family is taking over business. The son is there. The son's daughter is there. So that's the grandchildren. Truly a family business taking care of transmission. So check them out. Listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurt's, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, if your car hurts, take it to Kurt's.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe and Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
Many years ago, I needed to take my car into a shop for service. As a single female, I was very insecure in my ability to speak car. So I wore a fake wedding ring. I told the shop that I needed to discuss repairs with my husband and that he wanted the old parts. I spent over $1,200 that day, and I drove away feeling relieved. Months later, after I met my future husband, he found the old parts still in my trunk. I told him my story, and he told me the parts in my trunk did not fit my car. You can imagine how I felt. Hi, I'm Rayanne Hayward. Glenn and I own Goodworks Auto Repair. I insisted on working with him because I never want another person to feel the way I did that day so long ago. If you want to feel confident about your car's service or repair, go to GoodworksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning, KTAR News. Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. The Arizona Corporation Commission is among 30 state regulators getting a combined $51 million in restitution from a company that defrauded seniors by overselling them precious metals. In a news release, the ACC states that Safeguard Metals sold $68 million worth of silver coins to seniors, but misled the buyers about the actual value of the coins.
KTAR News. Water Watch.
The Upper Basin states are refusing to agree to any water cuts as part of next year's Colorado River operating agreement. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was in the valley for the Western Governors Association winter meeting. He says he'll be forced to impose a settlement if the basin states can't come to an agreement.
Colorado River is one of those basins that we're working on. I'm trying to get make sure every 20 years we've got to come up with a new agreement between the seven states. We're going to get there. We're going to make that happen.
Arizona is a lower basin state that is already operating under an 18% cut from the Colorado River. Governor Katie Hobbs said at the very same meeting that she will not accept a deal where Arizona waives its rights to the water the upper basin owes us. Let's check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash on northbound I-17 in the downtown area near Jefferson Street. Also, northbound I-17, if you're trying to get out of town right now, near Bumblebee Road, Greenfield and Santan Village Parkway, we have a collision. And on Broadway and Higley, we have a crash there as well. KTAR weather for the valley, some light rain in parts of the West Valley right now, mostly cloudy otherwise, and chances for rain and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Looks like most of the valley will start to see some rain and possible thunderstorms by 4 o'clock today. We're going to get a chance for some showers and storms for the rest of the evening, overnight, and early Sunday morning as well. Looking for high 72 today, 65 tomorrow, and Thanksgiving, mostly sunny, breezy with a high of 75. It's 68 now in Chandler. Weather brought to you by Howard Aaron Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station. KTAR News.
KTAR News shines our community spotlight on Trajan Wealth and their support of the Sojourner Center. This year marks the 9th annual Trajan Wealth Charity Drive, benefiting the Sojourner Center, a safe haven for survivors of domestic violence in Arizona since 1977. Since its founding, the Sojourner Center has helped tens of thousands of adults and children in the Valley. During the charity drive, you're encouraged to donate a new unwrapped toy or a clothing item. A wish list can be found at TrajanWealth.com/blog. KTAR News is proud to shine our community spotlight on Trajan Wealth and the Sojourner Center.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialist. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando. After an accident, your safety matters. At Orlando Auto Body, we make sure your vehicle is repaired the right way. We're certified by the top manufacturers, use precision color matching, and stand behind our work with a lifetime warranty. We'll even help you with your deductible and work with any insurance company. Family owned and operated for 35 years with shops across the valley. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
America's favorite car show is back. Don't miss the final good guys event of the year. The 28th Speedway Motor Southwest Nationals. All this weekend at West World of Scottsdale. Over 3,000 hot rods, muscle cars, and trick trucks. Check out the Square Body Syndicate and GSI GM Truck Takeover. Don't miss the good guys 2025 BASF Top 12 Cars and Trucks of the Year. Meet the top builders of the country and so much more. All this weekend at West World of Scottsdale. Details at good-guys.com.
It's your car's favorite show. Bumper to Bumper.
I like that rejoin. It says it's your car's favorite show.
It's your car's favorite show. I sure hope it's turned on and you're taking care of your car. So welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, and helping you with the car every single Saturday at 11, just like we're doing right now. I got to get some business taken care of first, but some business, a little bit of entertainment, if you will. We talked a little bit last week about the Good Guys Car Show, and we may not have a lot of sunshine, but the good news is you're not going to get a sunburn, and you're not going to get wet when you're out at Westworld checking out Good Guys. Steven, you're on the line?
I am. How's it going, guys? It's
going great. I wish we had some more sunshine for you, but like I said, it's beautiful outside. There's no rain.
I'm not sure where you guys are at, but we got the sun shining out here, so I'm not sure where you're at.
You're right. I'm at 16th Street in Northern. Now I look out the window northeast. You're right. There's blue skies up there.
We got blue skies out here. Yeah, man. So we should head on out to Westworld.
Right? We got some shiny paint. So let's talk a little bit about Good Guys. It's a big car show. I mean, this is not just a car show. We're talking the granddaddy of all. This is the 12th one of the year with Good Guys. It's your season wrap-up. Let's let everybody know about it real quick. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. So it's our final event of the 2025 season. We had 15 events this year. It all comes down to Scottsdale this weekend. We got the top 12 cars and trucks of the year. These are some of the best machines that have debuted and been built this season on display. Over 2,000, 3,000 cars are out here right now. Swap meets jam-packed. You guys know how big that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Fender Midway's hopping. Autocross is racing right now. We're going to be doing the King of the Desert shootouts this afternoon, and it's a happening event out here right now.
Lots to do. This is truly a family event. There's something for everybody to do. I mean, I go out there and I see the guys with their walkers, their old scooters going around looking and just looking at these old cars. You see families, you see kids out running around and got crafts and get the giant turkey leg if you need something to eat. Everything's out there, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we're even going deeper in that. We've got arts and crafts galleries out here from local craftsmen and women in the tent on display. We got a fire truck that's all decked out in Christmas lights, celebrating the upcoming holidays. If you come on out and bring a new unwrapped toy, we're giving $3 off your admission. All the toys are going to be going to Toys for Tots. We got Santa Claus out here. Bring your kids out, sit on Santa's lap, get those pictures. And then, of course, we got the kids zone area, where kids could run around, ride their trikes, play with Hot Wheels, tell her some pictures, get their free model car. We try to make this a full family fun event for everyone.
Cars are great. Car shows, you got to get out there. You got to get out, take the kids. If you've never been to one, you're going to be amazed. It's truly artwork, wouldn't you say, Stephen? I mean, these cars are just amazing.
Yeah, this isn't rolling down the street, going to your local car dealership. They're all unique. They all have their own personal style and customizations and custom touches, and they represent the owners, and it's just a lot of fun to be out here, be involved in this industry, and keep these old cars on the road, you know?
Yeah, there's so much to see and do out there. Tickets, you can just show up and get them. If you want to get online and get an advance, you can get them at good-guys.com or just show up at the gate, right?
Yeah, just show up at the gate. Like I said, if you bring a new unwrapped toy, donate that to Toys for Tots. We're going to give you guys a discount on admission. It's one toy per person, but if you got a family of four, bring four toys out. You're going to get $3 off each ticket.
Cool. Great. Well, Stephen, thanks for joining us briefly. We'll hopefully get some people out there and the sunshine holds. And I'm telling you, you got to get out there and look at the cars. It's just great. So thank you, Stephen.
Appreciate you guys having me on today.
Take care. All right, yeah, really a lot of fun out there. There's a lot to do, and if you've never been out there to a car show like that, it's really worth it. Go out there, do some Christmas shopping maybe. Find something for Dad or Grandpa who had an old car, even, you know.
What's on the car guy's list?
I don't know, man. It's just a T-shirt or something. I don't know. But, like, I have an old Porsche, like a 73. What's cool is I went out there to the swap meet, and I bought a 1973 Arizona license plate.
I mean, you tell me that.
You can repurpose that.
Yeah.
So you went out and you bought this old classic car. Nice. You don't have to have a brand-new license plate on it. Make it the era. Just little things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, just a lot of fun. So Kimberly and Casa Grande, and we've got lots of open lines, 602-277-5827 is 602-277-5827. We can help you out with your car. And there's Kimberly from Casa Grande, 2007 Cadillac Escalade. What's going on with your hot rod today?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give a shout out and wanted to give some positive feedback for helping me with an issue. I called in about a couple of months ago. I had a question about basically the vehicle not really starting right. I would put the key in the ignition, the dash lights would come on, but the ignition would not come on, so it wasn't engaging at all. And you walked me through a couple steps, talked me through a couple of things to try and to do some research, and so I was able to do those things. I talked to a couple of other car folks. We also had a car show in Casa Grande, so mm-hmm. I was able to talk to some car folks there. And anyway, ended up taking it into the shop with all of my research and all of my good questions that you had helped me with, and it turned out that it was the body control module.
Oh, wow.
And so they found the issue within maybe a couple of hours, and it was an easy fix for them. So mm-hmm. I was so excited to finally figure out what the issue was. One of the things that I was going to mention was the big mystery on it was when the key, I would sit with it, with the key in the ignition for about 10 minutes, and mm-hmm. it was finally one of the clues that it was about to be ready to start was I would hear this click, and the click sounded very much like the door locks. And so every time the car was about to start, I would hear the door locks go, and I just didn't understand the connection. And so anyway, mystery solved. We got that taken care of, and you guys were such an amazing help. And I just wanted to give you that success story. Thank you so much for your program. I learn a lot just by listening, and I really appreciate the help.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. I really do. I'm thankful that you called and grateful that we're able to help you. So that really means a lot. That's why I come in here to do this. We want to help you and give you the confidence to talk to people. It sounds like you had, I think I kind of remember this. You had a little bit of an ongoing problem and stuff. So, did those little clues like, hey, try this and try that, were you able to take that information to them and did they say, wow, this is, I'm, all this little stuff helps us?
It really did. And it's exactly like you said, like the clues and the information that you gave kind of gave me more confidence to even talk to more people. And so Great. We kept getting it narrowed down a little bit more. And I think we finally figured out that, you know, it probably wasn't electrical because we were thinking that for a while, and you know, probably did have something to do with a computer issue and things. So,
good.
But yeah, I mean, the way that you directed me and guided me was so helpful and gave me so much confidence. So I do really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. If you could see the big grin on my face right now, you would know how much I really appreciate your phone call and your follow up. So I'm grateful for that, and I just love coming here and doing this. It's what I'm passionate about. Auto repair is the only thing I've ever done in my entire life, except for I was a dishwasher at Red Lobster once, but they fired me because I lied about my age on my application. I wanted to work, darn it. I wanted to work, so I had to tell a little fib. But anyway, thank you so much, Kimberly. And again, that makes it all worth it to me why we're here to help everybody. So we're going to be right back. Take a quick break. I've got lots of open lines. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. You're listening to Bumper Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Happy holidays!
Bunker to Bunker, the Golf Show, invites you to celebrate the season at the 18th annual Toys for Tots two-person scramble at the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia, presented by Shady Ray Sunglasses. Join us Saturday, December 14th for breakfast, golf, and our big raffle, all for just $135. Bring a toy for the kids and Santa stuffs your stocking with a coupon for another round of golf. Don't miss Bunker to Bunker's last tournament of the year. Space is limited. Register today at bunkergolf.com.
Shady Ray's Sunglasses invites you to join them Saturday, November 22nd for a special pre-holidays early Black Friday sale at their Kierland Commons store in Scottsdale. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be broadcasting live from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy huge savings of 30 to 60% off in-store all day on their entire line of shades and snow goggles. Mention Bunker to Bunker and receive a free mystery pair of shades with purchase. So don't miss the biggest sale of the year before the holidays at Shady Ray's.
Most people don't think about their garage door until it stops working. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. It's simple, it's smart, and it saves you time and costly repairs. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Call A1 Garage Door Service, and you'll be smiling today. A1.
Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix. I could tell you about our shop, but here's what our guests have to say about us.
Top-notch professionals, great communication, a caring mannerism, and a comfortable, clean environment.
Best auto repair company I've ever dealt with. Very honest, they do great work and communicate well. Overall, it's a pleasure to work with them.
I've never met anybody more knowledgeable and, most importantly, more honest about repair work on vehicles than Aaron.
Experience the Blackwell Automotive difference. 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy here to help you with your car. We're going to wrap this thing up. Got about 10 minutes to go today. Plenty of open lines to help out with your car if you need anything. It's like the last phone call we had. My goal here is not to sell you work. If you need work, it'd be great if you went to a bumper-to-bumper shop that I endorse or you know, approve of, if you will, because we can guarantee that they're going to do a good job for you. If they don't, there's accountability to be had. But we want to help you. That's it. Give you confidence. I want you to be able to go talk to people like she said.
How nice is it that she called back?
Oh, I love that. I love the feedback. Exactly. I love the feedback. I like to know.
It makes us feel good.
I just like to know I'm right sometimes. That's one. But then all the extra, what she told us, it enforces, makes it worth it. You know what I mean? You know you're helping somebody and you're doing that. And like she said, the little things that we paid attention to, number one, it gave her more confidence to engage and have that conversation. She's talking to strangers at a car show. And then ultimately, the information, all those little tidbits of pay attention to what happens here and watching that process and maybe keeping your notepad, all that probably saved her a few bucks.
I'm sure when she went into her shop, she felt confident. And the shop people probably realized, oh, she knows what she's talking about.
She's bringing the information. Exactly. Yeah. Information is knowledge and power. So a couple open lines still, 602-277-5827. Real quick, if you're driving a diesel truck, Dana Brothers. Dana Brothers Diesel, new bumper-to-bumper family member. They've been around a long time. I've known about them, but they're finally decided to sign up and get on the list with us. But out in Mesa, Josh Dana and his team specialize in everything diesel, just off Pecos, east of Hawes in Mesa. I don't even know where that is, to be honest with you. But if you're in Mesa, all you got to know is it's Dana Brothers Diesel, and they're going to get you handled. So check them out at bumpertobumperradio.com. Jim in Phoenix, 2022, yes. Chevy Colorado. What's going on with your Chevy?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Great.
Here's what I got. On the way home from work this morning, my check engine light came on, and I was hearing a real low muffled humming type sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't think anything of it, but okay, check engine light's on. So I get home, and I turn off my engine, and the fans are running on high.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, my truck would just shut off. You know, everything's done. It ran for probably, I'm going to say, 30 to 40 seconds, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. Call the dealership, make sure my truck's under warranty still.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yep.
But I came back out to get my backpack and opened up the door, and the fans came on again.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling I know what's wrong. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I'm going to bet my money on the craps table. And then if I'm right, you can buy me a donut.
All right. Sounds good.
How's your heater work?
Heater works great. Actually, I did. I was playing. I was a little baby this morning. I had it on for a little bit on my way in.
Okay.
But it works fine.
Well, I'm going to guess. This is going to be a wild guess. WAG, they call it. I'll leave the middle part out. The one thing that fails, and we see it this time of year, car's a little new to have this failure. The car needs to heat up really fast for emissions control. And if it doesn't heat up, there's a prescribed amount of time within a certain number of seconds the car needs to reach a certain operating temperature. And if it does not do that, it will turn on the check engine light. You'll have a P0128, which is a code for not reaching operating temperature. Now, I'm really going out on a limb. This is awfully presumptive on my part, but I'm going to guess. And the reason that I'm making this guess is because you said the cooling fans came on. The car goes into a default mode. We need to protect the engine from overheating if we have a thermostat failure. A lot of these thermostats now are electronic, or they call them MAP thermostats. So if they fail, the car's in protection mode. Like, I got to make sure this thing's not going to overheat. So if I was at the craps table and I had a few extra bucks and I was going to throw it on there, I think that's what the problem might be. I'd be really happy to hear what you tell me next week when you call, because I will be here after Thanksgiving, by the way. We are going to have a live show. And so I think that's what it is. So if your check engine light's on and it's not flashing, you're okay to drive just to get it to service, Jim. So I hope that helps you.
It sure does. And guess what you won?
Did I get a donut?
That's what the service guy told me, but I wanted to make sure. I think you know a little bit more, but he pretty much told you the same thing.
Oh, that's funny. Well, so, the last thing I need is a donut, if you ask my belt. But maybe I'll take you up on that one of these days. So when you get the car fixed, it'd be great to know if the guess was right. So we got to get after some of these phone calls. But, Jim, I appreciate the phone call. We've got Rodney, we've got Kelly, and we've got another Johnny, and we're going to get to these
calls.
So, Rodney and Peoria, 2012 Camry. What's going on with your Toyota today?
Okay, so I had to have a front axle on the passenger side, the bearing, and I let it go too long, and they had to put a new axle and everything in, okay? Mm-hmm. So I went back. It's about 4 months later. I go in for an oil change, and they take me out, and they show me that my driver's side is leaking. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I... And they give me a price to redo that. The total is $693. And I'm like, well, can't you just put a new CV
boot
on it? Yeah. You know, grease it and put a new boot on. And they tell me, no, they can't. You can't do that. Is that? So I guess that's my reason for my call.
No, that just tells me that you're at a shop that doesn't know how to fix cars. They only know how to replace parts.
Okay, so that is an option.
How's that for a moment of silence? Let me back that up a little bit. That's not necessarily fair to say, but I'm still going to hold. I'll still stick my flag in that. For years, but things have changed. It used to be that you could buy an axle for cheaper than the labor. Again, the labor cost. So I can buy an axle all brand new. The problem is they're all Chinese made, and they're cheap, and they're less expensive, too. There's a difference between cheap and expensive, and they're not the same thing. One's quality.
Right.
So you used to be able to – we used to all day long just do one boot. You replace the outer boot. That's the one that always tore. We replace the boot, send you on your way, you're out of here. Common all the time. Now the axles got so cheap that the cost of the boot and the cost of that extra labor was almost as much as the axle. And then if you think about it, an axle has two joints and two boots. Typically, I say typically, we would replace just the boot that was torn. So now you've kind of fixed one axle for three quarters of the price of just replacing it.
Okay.
However, we've shifted from that lately. The axle quality has gone downhill. So if you just have a leaking or a torn boot or something like that, at my shops, we are still rebooting boots and replacing CV boots and repacking them. The quality of that original Toyota shaft used with, I don't care if it's got 100,000 miles on it, that is better than most anything that you're going to buy in the aftermarket, brand new or rebuilt. Second to that, depending on what kind of shop you're going to, if they've got one of 25 locations, which is ultimately one of 700 locations, they're not buying you the best part. They're a mass merchandiser. They're buying the cheapest part and marking it up to the highest amount to the quality part. So I would maybe suggest a different shop if that's the shop I'm describing to you, or check out somebody, bumpertobumperradio.com, and let them service your car for you. Let them take care of it. You're in Peoria. Larry Harker's Automotive is a little bit south over there. I'm just having drawn a blank on the map, but you can go to bumpertobumperradio.com. If you don't find anybody in your neighborhood, send me an email. I will make a personal referral for you. So thanks for the call, Rodney. Kelly and Gilbert, 79 Nissan 7280Z. All right. Fair Lady, is that the 2+2 or regular?
Am I on?
You're on. What's up with your Z?
Yeah. It's a real fair lady. It's right-hand drive. It's a Japanese domestic car.
I gotcha.
So they're called fair ladies in Japan. They're 280ZXs in the U.S. And, yeah. And actually, it is a 2 plus 2.
Okay.
So my question is that both headlights went out at the same time. I did Google Translate, found out the fuse box because it was all in Japanese, and both fuses are still good. My parking lights, everything else works fine, but both headlights don't work. Is there a relay or something in somewhere that I'm missing?
Yeah, there's got to be a relay. And to be quite honest with you, on that car, I bet if you took an American version 280Z, the wiring diagram is going to be almost identical, or at least the fundamentals of it will be the same. So like any diagnostic, you've got to get the map. And the map is the wiring diagram on that one. And yeah, there's going to be the headlight switch, which should go to a relay. And then, I just can't picture. I've had plenty of Z cars in my life, older ones. I never had them on that new. I was a fan of all the older ones had several. So, yeah, I think you've got a fairly simple problem that you could probably get in. Just get a wiring diagram and trace it back, and that's just going to be the way you're going to have to follow it up. So
most parts do cross, but it does have the Japanese 2-liter in it instead of the 2.8.
Oh, it doesn't have the 6-cylinder. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, no, it's 6-cylinder.
Oh, it's just small.
It's a straight six 2-liter. Well, 1998. Yeah, it's all original. It's an original JDM car.
Well,
so
neat. Well, the good thing is you can take that Google Lens and translate all the Japanese you have to. So,
thank God.
Good luck with that, Kelly. Neat car to have around, too. You see somebody, you're looking in the passenger side going, what the heck is going on? Oh, there's a driver in the right seat. Johnny and Gilbert, we're going to wrap it up with you. We might have to make it quick if I have to cut you, which you're probably going to have to do. Johnny, what's going on with the Volkswagen real quick? I'm going to have to put you on hold, though.
Okay, so it had a rough idle, and then the check engine light came on. Mm-hmm. I took it to get a scan out of the zone, and they told me I had, like, I believe it's a P301 and 302, either bad coils or bad spark plugs or both.
Yeah,
so I changed both out.
You still got it?
Both out. And the check engine light went off. However, it's still like when you turn it on, it starts to it'll rough again, and then it shuts off.
Okay. Double-check all your work. I'll get you on the phone afterward, or on the phone. Just double-check all your work and get out there and drive the thing hard. You might clear it up a little bit, but I'll talk to you here after I finish up here in about 11 seconds. So, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't leave me abandoned next Saturday. I will be here. We are doing a live show. No reruns, no best ofs, nothing like that. Have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy your turkey. See ya.